our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello, people.
That's new.
This is a podcast.
So when I was at Gully's, Gully and Dan suggested that I just do the podcast by myself, and I call it the Hiya Podcast. Holly's awesome. Or we were just going to do the podcast without you.
Because you were at work. I thought you forgot about it.
I did when I got home. But when I was at Gully, I remembered. It's Monday.
You didn't do a podcast with Gully and Dan?
No, I didn't do a podcast with Gully and Dan.
Gully and Dan are awesome. And Holly.
Gully and Dan and Holly are awesome. It's too many. It's not enough things. Yeah. No, I didn't.
I just got home.
It's Monday and you just got home. It is 10:37 p.m. and
work at 8:30.
Yeah, so you've been at work for... Well, to be fair, you didn't need to be there till 9. So that's on you.
Right, but I want
to did have to be here till 10:30. But aren't you going to get in trouble if you start going in earlier? Why don't you just schedule yourself 8:30 to 6 every day?
I will. Well, it'll be 8:30 to 4:30.
Right. But I'm looking at your schedule right here, and you didn't schedule yourself that any days.
That is my response to that. I think I'm going to have to work some overtime is all that is going to happen.
I think you should assign other people overtime. I think that hire another person.
The person who I have to work on nights is not reliable.
Yeah, I think you might be right. And I think maybe it's time to replace your nights person.
Yeah, well, whatever. We shouldn't talk about my work while on a podcast.
We shouldn't talk about your work. We will cease to talk about your work.
So I printed out another...
Oh my God, I forgot the character sheets.
Are they over there?
No. I didn't come home in between bringing you your stuff and then going over there.
You were supposed to bring them there?
I was, yeah. I think Dan specifically told me to bring the character sheets.
Did he forget about them as well?
Yeah, nobody mentioned them, so. Okay. I mean, he might have remembered and just been too nice to say anything.
So what I was saying was that I printed out the commons and uncommons for my magic set, one. I haven't printed it out for the second one yet because I'm still working on it.
What's the second set called?
Hellfire.
Hellfire. What's the third set called?
There's no third set.
There's only two.
Yeah. There's no third set.
We originally had a third, though, didn't you?
Oh, well, I started working on it before Wizards announced their...
They're just two sets now.
The two-set paradigm.
But what was the third one gonna be, though? Oh, you didn't have a name for it?
No, I didn't even have, a concept. It was
just the one...
But once the second set was announced, I had my epiphany that I wanted to make it a specific way.
Sure.
So I did it.
That makes sense. Yeah, you printed those off yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah. And it's the first draft of the new version of the set, which is going to be cool.
That'll be cool. Are you going to play test it?
Yeah.
Cool.
I have some changes I have marked on them that I have to do.
Oh, is that what you were doing Saturday? No, because you just printed them yesterday. Sunday. No, because Gully and Dan came over. On Saturday.
Oh, we were just playing. We were playing another version, the old version.
There's a game sitting on our table, too.
Yeah, that unnamed words or unword, I don't know. I have a snack.
Unsayable stuff. Adam has a snack today. I do not have a snack because I was in bed and had already brushed my teeth and forgot to do the podcast.
Snack, okay, so let me, there's a story leading up to this snack. I went to work at 8.
Yep.
8:30 in the morning. And
Did you have lunch today?
Yeah.
What did you have for lunch today?
I had a bagel.
Oh, so you did get bagels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many bagels did you have? You said, but I think that's a lie.
Well, okay. I had one for lunch. Yep. I had one for second breakfast.
Yep.
And I had one for 11.
Didn't I say that's why you don't get to bring bagels to work? Because you're just going to eat a billion bagels?
The good news is there's bagels for tomorrow and probably Wednesday.
Yeah, they're not good for you, bagels.
But you know what? They are food.
They are food, and you didn't have any other food.
Yeah.
And then I brought you... bad for you food for dinner because I got off work late.
Yeah.
Because a thing happened that I was waiting for but it didn't happen.
Anyway, my snack.
Your snack.
So I was at work, and I was trying to tell a story, and you and you interrupted me.
It was important. I needed to know whether you ate lunch.
So I bring a big, we bought a Nalgene bottle that I fill with water.
Did you bring that home? I don't see it.
Yeah, I put it in the fridge already. Oh, I filled it up and put it in the fridge.
I see.
So I filled it up and brought it to work with me, and I drank it in a regular amount of time, which was by 5 o'clock.
Right.
And then I did not have any water after that
to
drink.
From 5 to 10:30.
Yeah, so for 5 hours I didn't have any water. So my snack today is water, and I'm going to drink it.
You can review the water. You can rate it. Tell us what it's like. What's the water like?
It's cold because I had the tap running for a while.
Okay, it's cold.
And it tastes like dirt.
No, it doesn't taste like dirt. What specifically does it taste like?
It tastes like river.
Yeah, kind of like...
like river mud.
Like metally yogurt. Is usually it often tastes strongly of yogurt in the springtime, like when it's flooding, because whatever they put in it to counteract potential flood contaminants, like, tastes like gross yogurt.
Is it yogurt? I just thought it was dirt.
No, this probably tastes like dirt. It's not a flood year this year, so.
Oh. Yeah,
it but sometimes like, it tastes like gross yogurt.
It tastes like river mud.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then in the morning when I take a shower, it just smells like dirty river.
Does it?
River mud.
I don't know. Maybe we just need to clean the shower.
No.
I mean, we do just need to clean the shower.
Because I take a shower first.
Right.
So it gets all of the water that's been sitting there overnight out of the pipes.
I mean, it's not like it's been sitting in a well or anything. Like,
it's been sitting in the river. It smells like goddamn dirty river water. The whole town stinks like river.
I don't smell it.
You don't go over where I go.
That's true. I don't go near the river as much. You do every day. I go the other direction.
Like when sometimes. I drive over the river, it smells like the goddamn river mud.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I work right near
the river.
I work right near
You work
the river.
Like a block from the river.
I work a block away from Minnesota in a shop downtown.
In a shop downtown. Next to the chocolate shop.
Man,
don't
I'm
buy
tired.
The chocolates. Yeah, I know you're tired. You always do the best podcasts when you're tired, though.
Listen.
I'm going to do a thing.
Do it up.
An old beggar collects cigarette ends from ashtrays and sidewalks and uses the tobacco to roll her own cigarettes. Good start. Good start to this.
Sure.
She has this practice down to a fine art, knowing that 7 cigarette ends will make 1 cigarette. Since she's collected 49 ends, how many cigarettes can she make from these?
Will be 7, 8.
7?
8, because then she's at 49 and then that'd be 7 more cigarettes and then 1 more from those 7 ends.
Oh, I see what she's saying. Yeah. No, yep. One more. Why doesn't she just smoke the whole thing?
Because she doesn't want
also,
a whole
aren't there filters or whatever? Isn't that a thing?
No, not where she lives.
Not where she, not in old beggar town?
Old beggar, because there's like a, what do they call them?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking
about. The roach.
About. That's a different thing. You don't use that for cigarettes.
I don't know what it's called.
Maybe like a cigarette holder, and then you gotta stick some in there. You know how they have those like fancy ones?
Well,
those fancy long
cigarettes.
Ones in old like movies? Is that where the cigarette's
the
like 6 inches away from the lady's face?
Like 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah. Or like, I can't think of anything else. But yeah, where it's like real far away from your face, all fancy. Because if the farther away from it is from your face, the healthier it is.
Oh, I got a message.
You got a message? Is it important?
You never died.
I don't...
Your sister said she watched a movie called You Never Died.
Okay.
It just popped up. That's when this happened.
I'm
when
so
you,
glad that you
when
interrupted
you posted,
the podcast
when you tweeted that tweet is when the podcast is happening.
You know I already said that it was 10:37 p.m., right?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not anymore. It's
but now she has a frame of reference.
Now. I got contacts today.
We were going to watch the Pee-wee movie.
We were, but it's too late right now. We're going to have to watch it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll watch it with Dan. Dan, I don't know if you're interested in the Pee-wee movie,
there's
but
a Pee-wee,
you're going to be here, and
big,
we usually don't have anything to watch afterwards.
Pee-wee
so.
Something or other. Pee-wee Herman in a movie.
Yeah, it's a vacation.
I don't even know.
Movie.
I don't care. As long as Pee-wee's in it,
yeah.
I'm for it.
It's a Pee-wee movie.
He's my guy. I was way into Pee-wee when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
He scared me. I thought it, particularly Pee-wee's Playhouse, I thought was terrifying. I'm not sure what it was. I
You're
think it
such
was like the
fragile...
couch. It was like the couch that hugged him, or the chair that hugged him, or
cherry?
Something. Yeah, that's terrifying. Do you know how they scary were best that friends. Is? No.
All of his furniture was his friend. And Globy.
It didn't and seem Magic sincere Screen. To me. It seemed like a horror movie and kind Terry of friend.
And Terry and Flory. Remember Flory? He was the no. floor. His name was Flory.
Of course it was.
And he had a chair named Cherry. And there was another chair that was like a dog. I don't remember his name. Somebody does.
Was it a doggy?
No.
Was it canine-y?
No. Yeah, that's dumb.
Spike. Fido.
And then there was like a puppet. I forget his name. Rudy? Was it Rudy the puppet?
That sounds like it would be, doesn't it? Because
he was rude.
Was he rude? Oh boy. Other developments in our lives.
And there's a pterodactyl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
His name was Terry. And Missy Vaughn.
Okay.
And the king of cartoons.
Uh-huh. It wasn't kingy or cartoony?
And, no, it was the king of cartoons.
Because even the girl was Missy.
Missy Vaughn.
Missy.
Missy Vaughn.
No. Missy Vaughn. I know that it's Miss Yvonne, but it's Missy, isn't it?
And then, Cowboy Curtis.
Ooh. That sounds scary.
No, Cowboy Curtis was awesome.
No, he was scary.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Morpheus. Was Morpheus?
I don't know.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Sure.
Larry Fishburne.
Larry Fishburne.
As Cowboy Curtis.
Larry. You guys are on first name basis.
Larry, yeah.
Like,
I would have shown like you
when,
the
like when people call William Shatner Bill. Yeah, like, oh yeah, like, Bill. Yeah.
Oh, me and Bill.
Like, Bill Shatner. And I'm like, yeah. Come on, you, call William. Bill.
Oh, speaking of that, I'm reading Red Shirts now.
You keep interrupting me when I'm trying to talk
what's
about
your other I'm sorry, what's your story?
I want to talk about how I went to the eye doctor today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I went to the eye doctor
Tell me
today.
About the eye doctor.
I went to the eye doctor, and my eye doctor was super nice, and I kept asking questions about all the stuff they were doing, and she was very happy to explain it to me. Mm-hmm. It was a lovely time.
What was her name?
Ooh, that's a great question. I have no idea. Mm. Christy, maybe?
Okay.
I don't actually know.
So you're on a first name basis with your eye doctor?
No, I know I won't remember her last name, but there were a bunch of diplomas up in the room that I think said Christy.
Was it like Horrible Gorble?
No. I don't know what it was. I mean, I could look it up and find out, but...
Was it Smith?
Oh, she had a weak handshake, though.
Yeah.
Girl doctors always have weak handshake. Every girl doctor that I've shook their hand, I'm like, just fucking put it there.
Put it there.
Do it.
Chum.
Don't just be like, oh, my hand's here and your hand's also here and that'll be awkward for a second. But
did you call her chum?
I didn't call her chum.
Did you see that chum that got arrested?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
For drugs.
I'm tired.
I know you are. So I went to the eye doctor and I had a choice. I could either get my eyes dilated or I could pay $35 to not get my eyes dilated and do the same test with a machine, but you have to pay $35 for it. And I was like, I'll just get my eyes dilated. So I did that. And then I couldn't see anything closer than like 4 or 5 feet away from
right.
me. So I was gonna like pick out eyeglasses.
How did you get home?
Almost exactly 11.
No, how did you get
how?
Home?
How? I drove. I couldn't see anything within 5 feet of me. I could see everything past that perfectly.
Oh, okay.
I had contacts in too, so.
Okay.
So I went to pick out frames. Because new glasses, and I couldn't focus on myself in the mirror to see how the frames looked, so I had to not do that, and I'm going to have to go back some other time.
Is your prescription a lot different than
no,
your
No, it is exactly the same.
Then why do you need new glasses?
I think exactly the same, because I don't like mine. The whole point of this is that I hate my glasses.
Oh.
That's the only reason I was going, is because I hate my glasses.
I like your glasses.
Well, I'm glad that you do, but they're not comfortable. They don't fit me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so then I drove home, and I realized I couldn't see my phone. I think you texted me, my boss had texted me. I couldn't read it. I could tell that there were messages on it, but I had no idea what they said. So I turned up my laptop to work, and I couldn't see it. So I had to change the screen resolution to the lowest resolution that you could possibly get, and then I had to open up the web browser, and I had to enlarge that screen like 4 times, and then I could do my job.
It's like that guy who had like that screen and it would like
oh,
read to
yeah.
him.
Oh yeah, there was a guy who was vision impaired at our place of work, and he had like a giant screen with a screen zoomer and like a screen reader on it.
He was blinder than I am.
He was actually blind, and I don't think the job was right for him. I think they made every reasonable accommodation they could, but he still couldn't keep his metrics up, so I think they fired him.
Yeah.
Or let him go way past when he needed to be staying.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just can't do your job.
Yeah.
And you gotta find a different job.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my day. We have this big 6-foot-long arcade sign sitting in our living room. If anyone has any suggestions of what we should do with
Just backlit sign. It says arcade.
It's really cool. If we had like a house to put it in, or even an apartment that we could like screw anchors in the wall.
If we had one arcade machine even to put it above.
You used to have an arcade machine, remember? I did. Remember when you had an arcade machine? You never brought it home.
I couldn't. I couldn't bring it up to the third floor.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying that you should have. I'm saying that you didn't.
Yeah.
That's okay. And but then you sold it at a profit, so.
Yeah, I bought it for $75.
Mm-hmm. You sold it for hundreds, right?
Like 150.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That's pretty good.
And I got to get some quarters out of it.
You did. That's true. Yeah, not bad at all. What else did we do? I went down to my sister's this weekend to help her interview prep. That might help me, because I think I'm going to have to interview prep pretty soon, because they keep applying for jobs, and eventually I'm going to... Mm-hmm.
That makes me sad. But I mean, happy but sad, because I like my
new
job.
You're sad because you finally have a job.
I have a job that pays me money.
Pays you money that you deserve, and it's also a decent job.
I think they're paying me
way more than you deserve. I think you're probably right.
For that job, it's way more than I deserve.
We might end up moving to a different place, which will make me really sad, because I don't want to leave our friends.
Right.
This is the first time I've had cool friends in, like, 10 years.
It'd be your fault that we stopped our D&D campaign.
I know, it would be my fault, but listen, I gotta do something with my life. I can't be in customer service for the rest of forever.
I know.
It's, you kill yourself if you do that. It's soul-sucking.
I know. I know all about it.
I know you do. That's why I'm saying you can't do it, and you understand that. So, yeah, that's the thing. I went down to Fargo, watched a bad Keanu Reeves movie, 47 Ronin.
Did you ever see Point Break? That's a good Keanu Reeves movie.
I think I've seen four Keanu Reeves movies.
Have you seen The Matrix?
Yes.
That's a good Keanu Reeves movie.
I've seen The Matrix, both Bill and Ted's, and 47 Ronin. Okay. I think I might have tried to watch Constantine once.
Oh, Johnny Mnemonic was pretty good.
Yeah, they watched that one the week before.
Yeah. I heard John Wick was good.
I heard that too.
And I liked, Philip K. Dick book. That they made into a movie that was kind of like a cartoon. Scanner Darkly.
Oh. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. It had Robert Downey Jr. and Woody Harrelson. Mm-hmm. And they were cartoons. And they were on like the crazy drug.
Oh, yeah. Keanu Reeves was in it?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
He was like the main character.
Oh, he probably was. I barely remember that movie. I remember that we watched it. I didn't like it as much as you did. But.
Yeah, I just thought it was cool. I liked that style.
We also watched this weekend Blade Runner.
Oh.
Which my sister didn't really like.
Yeah, it's long.
It's long and difficult
and
to understand
know
what's
for
happening
sure
most
if they're,
of the time. Who's a what?
Who's a fakey and who's a really?
Who's a skin job? Mm-hmm. Who's the person?
But if they believe that they're people, shouldn't they just be people?
Yeah, yeah, they probably should. Yep.
But this is a dystopian future.
It is.
Where people just because they believe that they're people
in
aren't people.
In the far off year 2019.
Yeah. Yeah. When everybody has like cool zip guns.
When there's like. All sorts of neat stuff.
Uh-huh. And cool jackets.
All exist.
And cool jackets and androids that think they're people.
Yeah. We got a lot of work to do in 3 years if we want to get to
We still got to work on hoverboards and flying cars.
Yeah, we do.
We passed that mark.
At least I still got like street food. Thank goodness for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blade Runner's 2019.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I know. That's why
at least we're not that dystopian.
It was like in the year 2019. We're like, oh, shit.
I have to watch that again. It's been a long time.
I
haven't seen that since high school.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I watched it in my first year of college.
I think that was like the first movie he did after Star Wars.
I don't know. Could be.
Harrison Ford.
He's still really young.
And Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer and what's her face?
I don't remember who else was in it.
Lady girl, blonde one. With a name.
Wow.
Shut up. I'm bad at names. I remembered it this
weekend. What else is she in?
Oh, no idea. I know her name, though. She's got like a boyish name, maybe? Or like a weird name? Daryl Anna. Yeah, she's in it.
She was in Kill Bill.
Yeah. And then there's that other girl and a different guy. and a different girl, but I didn't know any of them.
Yeah, that doesn't. I don't even remember who. I don't think they I just were remember people. Rucker Howard because people don't like working with him.
Yeah, Rucker Howard and Daryl Hannah.
He's apparently the jerkiest jerk.
He probably is. Yeah. I'm willing to believe that.
Yeah, I mean, just he is. Remember any of his characters that he plays?
Dutch. Yeah, he's Dutch.
He's like a Dutch asshole.
Yeah, that sounds like a sex move.
Like the Dutch asshole. Dutch asshole.
All right.
Okay, new, explain new what it is.
What is a Dutch asshole?
Explain to me what it is.
A Dutch asshole is where... Oh, no, that's Holland. I was going to say...
Dutch is Holland, yeah.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah, I guess
yeah,
it is.
Amsterdam, yeah.
Is he from the Netherlands? He might be from somewhere else.
The Netherlands, Holland, and Dutch are all the same.
Okay, anyway, so a Dutch asshole is where... You fuck someone in the butt, and then, like, part of their butt comes out, and it looks like a tulip. There's actually probably already a name for that. I know that there
part
is.
Part of their butt comes... Oh,
yeah, like, prolapses no, or
okay,
whatever.
Okay, I heard
like
about
a,
that.
But it's special, and then it looks like a
like
tulip.
Like, from Holland.
Like, and specifically then, it happens
are they
the
wearing
like
wooden shoes?
No, they're not wearing
is that,
wooden
Is that
shoes.
Not required?
It's not required.
Okay.
It just has to be an asshole that looks like a tulip. You okay. Just gotta fuck him without lube for like 10 years.
Wow.
Don't do that. Disclaimer, don't ever do any of that.
I don't.
This is, we're really earning our explicit tag this week.
Wow, you guys. Alright,
We were talking about...
Did we have a snack yet?
Your water was the snack.
Did we do any hard-hitting questions?
We didn't do any hard-hitting questions, unless you want to count what's a Dutch asshole.
Would you... Would you rather get a Dutch asshole or a Dirty Sanchez?
Oh, no. The Dutch asshole is an actual medical condition, so I'm going to have to go with Dirty Sanchez.
All right, we'll work on that later.
No. It's only if I have to pick between those.
You did.
No, but I don't get to pick none of the above, so I have to pick between those two.
Okay.
Would you rather get a donkey punch or a rusty trombone?
Donkey punch.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you don't do the donkey punch. You get the donkey punch. There's more thinking happening.
What's a rusty trombone again?
I want to know exactly what Urban Dictionary says. Let's pull it up.
Okay. I'll read it word for word.
Please do. It was inevitable that this podcast would get to this someday.
All right.
Oh, I see the link's not purple. That's a good sign.
Why would it be? To get rimmed whilst receiving a hearty reach round.
Mm-hmm. It's resembling a trombone. I like, that's a good succinct way to put it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, that's way better.
You can give me a rusty trombone if you need to.
I didn't say it was coming from me.
Oh.
I just said it was objectively happening.
I guess that's better than getting a donkey punch.
It is. One of those options is way better.
All right. Cleveland hot, how about Steamer? A, you want a hot Carl
no.
or a Cleveland Steamer?
Oh, no.
Oh, saran wrap? Oh, that's better than a Cleveland
yes,
Steamer.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Because Cleveland Steamer, there's
right
no saran wrap.
Just right on there.
And there's no saran wrap.
No. There's also one where you're like underneath.
Ooh,
where
what's
you're
an
like
Alabama
underneath.
Hot Pocket?
I don't know. Oh, they just have like
oh,
hover over?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's.
You don't want that.
A bad idea.
It's the Angry
Pirates. Angry Pirates where you're like doing the eye and then she has to squint.
Oh.
It's like
I know about a Blumpkin because I met a guy
named
Blumpkin.
What's Blumpkin?
That's what I said.
It's Blumkin.
It said Blumpkin.
I like the, okay, the related things to Rusty Trombone.
10 words.
On Urban Dictionary in order are as follows.
Dirty Sanchez.
Cleveland Steamer. Sex. Donkey Punch.
Yeah, which we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Carl.
Mm-hmm.
Blumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
What's Angry Dragon?
Angry Dragon.
Immediately after you blow your load in a girl's mouth, smack
oh,
the back of her
she...
head and make it come out her nose.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it looks like steam coming out her nose.
And then anal. What
anal.
To avoid in prison.
What to avoid? Oh, no.
Angry Pirate. And then the Alabama Hot Pocket.
Uh-huh. Don't look up the Alabama Hot Pocket.
Don't, you just don't even need to know about it.
You don't. You never want it to happen to
you
anybody.
Nobody
that
ever
you
wants
know.
That to happen. Unless you do, and then good for you.
Please don't. No, that's, again, going to cause medical conditions.
Sure.
Though,
but if, you
probably
know.
Probably more treatable ones.
Yeah, there's medical conditions.
You don't have to have, like, a surgery for it, which is a lot of antibiotics. Stardew Valley Reddit subreddit check-in?
Stardew Valley.
Stardew Valley. Oh, yeah. It's at the top of the page.
Oh, yeah.
Stardew Valley.
I haven't linked. All right, what's your guess?
Well, I don't remember what we were at last week. 20-something?
Yeah.
32,000 people.
34,906.
I would bet it's leveling off, too.
I don't know. Well, we'd have to check all the podcasts every week and listen to each one.
Someone else should be keeping track of this.
Someone transcribe these.
Someone else keep track of this.
I will give you 15 cents for
every... I'll bake you cookies if you transcribe...
Every podcast we've done.
Every podcast we've ever done.
You will get cookies once.
You'll get 12 cookies. I will eat all the rest of the cookies that come out of the batch because I've never made a batch of cookies that come with 12. Hey, let's not look at the Reddit while you're on the podcast.
I'm trying to read it.
I had this question a million years ago, and then we got...
What was our question?
I had a mind trap question.
Oh, do it.
No, because you're distracted. You're distracted right now, and you got to get off Reddit. Close it out.
I'm trying to look at gender swap characters of all the people.
Yeah,
on...
they're not that great. They're okay, but they're not that great. I saw them already, say.
Oh, you already seen it.
I did.
Which one do you like?
Which one do I like, Donald? Yeah.
This guy?
No, probably the doctor guy.
The doctor girl?
She's like a nerd.
You mean Jonah
Ray?
Did you
know we're
Ray
geeks? You found that out on Facebook today. There was this list of like annoying geek things
that
your spouse does.
That was a joke because I knew about it.
I know. Did you know it?
Yeah. I knew it. That's why I posted it.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
It was good.
Did you see that
we
when
did
I...
like literally all of those, I think.
Did you see when I posted that picture of elephants sitting in people's laps?
Uh-huh.
Baby elephants because
uh-huh.
I thought they were
baby
dogs.
Baby elephants are the best. Alright, Art Khan was at the post office looking at the wanted posters when someone approached and asked him who the man on the poster was. Art replied, pointing to the poster, "Brothers and sisters, I have none, but this man's son is my father's son." Whose picture was on the poster that Art Khan was looking at?
Himself?
I think so. No, his father.
This man's son is my father's son?
This man's son is my father's son. So that guy's son, father equals this man. His father's son is him. This man's son is him.
Oh,
so this man is
yeah,
dead.
Okay. So I have an important announcement to make.
What's your important announcement?
I'm finally reading 20th Century Ghosts.
You are finally reading 20th Century Ghosts.
The book
Ghosts.
Is fucking rad.
Yeah. You also mentioned red shirts earlier, and then I cut you off because you were cutting me off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You like red shirts, right?
Yeah, I learned one thing today.
Yeah.
Don't get involved in the narrative.
Don't get involved in the narrative. Don't do it. Don't talk to a main character.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
You get sent on away missions.
It's a really good book. Like, that ending is satisfying on it, too.
Okay.
It seems like maybe it won't be, but it is.
Yeah, I didn't get that far yet.
People think... What is that? What's that thing? People think it don't be like it is, but it do. Is that what it is?
Maybe.
I think it is on the internet.
I don't know. They're trying to find this guy in the tunnels.
Oh, you have to work on my birthday.
It's like a fuzzy man.
Fuzzy man?
Fuzzy man lives in the tunnels.
Fuzzy man lives in the tunnels. Yeah, that's a good book. I recommend it. It's like a light read.
Mm. Someone,
you're not using any brain cells.
Someone
for that
on Facebook
one.
Recommended Ready Player One today, and I was like, yeah.
Wow, I didn't jump on that boat 2 years late.
Now, well, if they didn't read it before and they
no,
just did it, like, holy shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is great. Now, I think the thing about Ready Player One, though, is if you don't care at all about 80s nostalgia, gaming nostalgia, any of that, you're not going to get that
you just
much
don't
out
get
of
it. Yeah.
There were references I didn't understand because I didn't grow
like
up in
Joust.
The 80s. Actually, I understood Joust.
Joust against the Lich.
Joust.
And I'm like, yeah.
I played Joust before. But
Joust.
I'm so bad at Joust. Is everybody bad at Joust or is it just me?
No, everybody.
Oh, okay. Well,
have you tried any controls on Atari?
Yes.
That's how bad everybody
They're
is.
Not possible.
That's how bad everybody is at it. That's the game is trying to beat you already.
Yeah. No, either I used to have or my ex used to have, like, an Atari simulator, one of those newfangled thingies.
Oh, yeah, the one where it has all the games on it?
Yeah.
Yar's Revenge. I spent hours playing Yar's Revenge.
I don't know what that is. I only played a few of them, because I was so bad at it. It's like, painful to play, because it's so hard. I think it might have been
Yar's
mine.
Revenge, you're like a giant fly?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what you do, but I think you shoot at stuff.
Probably. That sounds like what a giant fly would do, right?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up on YouTube. It has the best music
Yars
of every
Revenge?
Game.
I don't know. Stardew Valley's got pretty good music.
No, I mean...
Oh, best bad
in,
music?
The good as in it just goes.
Oh, no.
That's the music for Yara's Revenge.
So while you look that up, I went over to Gully's today and we finally set up the mood lighting for the for the campaign. It's just a string of Christmas lights up around the top, like by the ceiling, and then like two candles on the table. It's creepy, and there was like music. It's creepy music. Oh no.
Best
music. No, this is.
Things happen very fast in Yara's Revenge.
No.
The player controls a moving, laser firing Yara.
I don't approve of any of this.
To first blow away a wall of blocks, then blast.
This was very boring, also.
I remember this.
Miss
yeah.
A few points,
can we not?
Let's back up and look at
can
that
we not?
What's wrong with it?
Because this is a podcast and people aren't watching
this
video.
Oh, but I'm trying to watch Yara's Revenge.
Okay, well, you can watch it later.
Okay.
When we're not on a podcast.
What was happening? Are you saying something?
I was talking about the mood lighting that we set up.
Oh, yeah. Is it all moody? Does
it
work on the video?
Yeah. It's a little dim, but I think it will suffice.
I think that's good.
Dim yeah.
Is good.
Oh, it's super good for mood. I don't know how well it's going to stream, but I guess we'll find that out. It looked like okay.
Like on the video, it looked okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we turned it on. It looked okay.
Cool.
Yeah. We didn't really... I guess we basically just had, like, the sound coming out of his, like, Chromebook thing, which is terrible audio, but maybe we could bring a speaker or something to plug in. Because remember, the issue we were having with the speakers at the desk were that they were too loud for viewers.
Yeah, because
we
was...
could hear it, but then they couldn't hear us.
Yeah, you should watch our stream on Sunday nights.
Yeah, I don't know
interested.
If we've mentioned that much. We stream our D&D campaign on the twitch.tv/GullyZiss, GullyZiss.
It's Gully's
give
Twitch
it a,
channel.
Yeah, it's Gully's Twitch channel. Give it a watch. We have fun.
And if you watch the stream, you won't hear. You might not hear it. We should tell the people on the stream to listen to our podcast so that we could. Because Maceo was always
Maceo,
there.
Maceo would probably like our podcast. I don't know. Yeah, we have one regular viewer and a few semi-regular viewers.
Mm-hmm.
There's one guy who just he came late yesterday. And he missed the week before, so we had to recap what was going on for him, which we gladly did, because he's our regular viewer. Yeah, it's fun right now. What happened in the campaign this week?
This week we were still exploring the house. We got up a level.
Mm-hmm. You did
I
get
got
up a level.
New spell.
You did get a new spell. What spell did you get?
Disguise self.
Uh-huh.
Which might come in handy when if I have to hide.
Uh-huh.
I cast light sometimes.
All the times.
I cast prestidigitation sometimes.
You tried to cast light on a ghoul's eye and you poked it into its face instead. So...
Then I got paralyzed.
And you got paralyzed.
Yeah, but because a ghoul, they paralyzed
you. Paralyzed you. But it's okay. You still made it out.
Yeah, everybody else was
but
there.
But you were, like, actually, like, kind of close in encounters. People were getting hurt.
Yeah.
So.
People were getting bit.
That's nice. Everyone was like, this is too strong. I'm like, no, this is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You guys
no, I
were
like
whooping
that.
Everything before. It's
I like
way more
that.
Fun to not
I'm enjoying
have
it
that.
A lot.
The couple of kids that you found before, you found out were dead.
Yeah, they were skeleton
kids. I don't
think
anybody ever actually asked them how they died, though.
They
never got to tell you how
starved.
They died. They did starve. They starved to death. They know that they starved to death, too.
Yeah, because they were locked in the room.
They tried to possess you guys, and I didn't do it right, because I should have had each one of them try to possess each one of you, because it would have worked eventually, probably. But I figured that I guess I figured that they saw each other try to possess you and it didn't work and they just gave up.
Sure. And you said it was hard. You can't, like, leave the house if you're possessed or something?
Yeah, you can't willingly leave the house.
So then it's dumb.
They don't want to leave.
Then you die in there.
Well, no. There's other ways to get out of it. Like, you can do an intimidation check on the ghost that's in you to force them out. If you try to, like, yell at him and be like, get out of here! And you roll.
You
it's a pretty low check, too. It's like a 12.
Okay.
So you could have easily done it, but it's too late now.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to.
Yep.
We just have to fight a bunch of ghouls.
Yep, you're in a basement. There's some weird chanting happening. You keep coming across weird beds and bones on the floor. And someone fell in a spiked pit.
It was the wolf, right?
Yes, pre-wolf. Pre-being a wolf.
Oh, that's right.
We had some in-party fighting.
Oh, well, that's because I was casting a spell. I read a scroll. I was reading a scroll, casting a spell. And I look up and there's a giant wolf in the room. So then I poked it with my knife.
Right. So what happened is our druid leveled up and for the first time ever was able to transform into a dire wolf. But didn't warn anybody ahead of time that this might sometime happen. So she did it while he was reading a scroll and he looked up and there was a dire wolf. He just assumed it was another enemy. He attacked it. Yeah. As you would do.
Right. For 3 damage.
Uh-huh.
4 damage.
She got butthurt about it. She's like, it's me. And you're like, you're fucking wolf.
Yeah. I'm like, tell me you're not a wolf.
Yeah, and you were like, tell me you're not a wolf. You messaged, like tell me you're that you're really whoever, but she couldn't talk back because on account of she's a wolf.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Also, it's too bad that she's large.
Yeah, that's really inconvenient. Because
we're in 5-foot square, like, right now. All the
you have 4-foot corridors. Hallway.
Yeah, the corridors are 4 feet.
I think I'm going to have her move at half speed through those corridors. Yeah. Because she's going to have to squeeze.
She won't be able to attack.
There's not going to be any fighting happening in that corridor, yeah. So. Yeah.
That's too bad. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to sleep because it's my bedtime.
It's past your bedtime.
I have to watch my Yara's Revenge video and then I'm going to sleep.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch British Bake Off, which is what I was doing when you came home because okay. I forgot that it was night and then I was
good
trying
night,
to
go everyone.
To sleep. Night, good night, all of you.
And then leave in the comments if you prefer Dirty Sanchez or Rusty Trombone.
Those are the options.
I don't know.
It was, Dirty Sanchez or
Dutch Asshole.
Dutch Asshole. Tweeted us. Hashtag Dirty Sanchez or hashtag Dutch Asshole.
Hashtag Dutch Asshole. Thank you. Have a night. I'm going to sleep. Motherfuckers. Bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.